Hi everyone, this is Chris Cordes here. I wanted to talk about depression. You see, depression is not a mental illness. Depression is a temporary condition. A lot of people go through that phase and they go through a hard time and it gets hard. But the thing is, you have to know what to do. And I've memorized this book that I read. You see, you have to pace yourself when you're depressed. When you're depressed, you don't feel like doing anything. You feel like sleeping. You don't feel like doing anything that is active. You just want to be slouched or sleeping or whatever. And the thing is, in this book, a psychiatrist wrote this book and he said that you just have to pace yourself. By pacing yourself, you go into a better stage. You just do one thing at a time. One thing at a time. It is not easy, but it can be done. So if you have chores to do in the house or things that you have to do, you go step by step. Step by step, baby steps. If you have to wash the dishes, then you go ahead. You wash one or two. The next day you wash two or three and so on. Because depression is not gonna stay there forever. Depression is a temporary stage. And we all fear it. And we all think that we are going to have a problem. We all think that we're going to be depressed forever, but that never happens. It never happens. Thing is, a lot of people will need antidepressants. And every antidepressant works differently, and your psychiatrist or doctor will prescribe you an antidepressant. That doesn't mean that it will be the right one for you. You have to go through a lot of them to try and see which one fits you. A lot of people cannot handle Prozac. Prozac was made famous by the movie Prozac Nation, in which Christina Ricci played in the main role. So depression is just a temporary time, really. And antidepressants will help, yes, but at the end of the day, it's you that has to come out of it. Because you cannot take antidepressants for the rest of your life. You can't do that because it's not a mental disease. It's not like schizophrenia or bipolar or schizoaffective disorder or identity crisis. You have to know what to do to change yourself. You have to know what to do to empower yourself. A lot of self-help books give us a lot of rubbish information, and they don't help us grow. They don't help us grow. That's why the self-help industry is not making enough money anymore, because people have gotten smarter. And they do see that most self-help books will not help. You see, I've done an audiobook. It's called Self-Help Books. And I talked about it. And I did say that, you know, when you read a lot of self-help books, they're supposed to lift you up and make you feel better. But at the end of the day, you get more depressed because you see that it doesn't work. So it's by action. You need to take action. You need to take powerful action and move forward. Now, some people have social anxiety. I'm not talking to the people who have only depression. Social anxiety can cripple you. Now, I've had that. It's difficult. When you have been with people all your life and with a crowd like I have been, and then put yourself in a home so isolated and so lonesome because it's hard to go out, that's when it gets you. And when you're invited for a party or a cocktail dinner or something like that, or a party, you don't know how to interact with people. You see, for me, it's different. Now, I am not I don't have social anxiety. But the thing is, I act like I have it. And the reason for that is because I'm shy. So let's not misconstrue things. When you are shy, you shouldn't worry about what other people have to say. So I'm very comfortable with someone coming to talk to me. I don't have a problem with that. But if I want to talk to someone and start a conversation, it becomes very difficult. So I have to empower myself. I have to find the tools. You see, a lot of people have a lot of anxiety and depression, and they go on YouTube and they watch these ASMR videos to calm them down, calm their nerves, and they're very good. But the thing is, you have to find the right tools to help you as an individual, because every individual is different. And you cannot fight it. You have to stand up and say, I love myself. It's because I love myself that I am worth it. Like L'Oreal says, because I'm worth it. That's their tagline. And you are worth it. So you can come out of depression. The world is such a wonderful thing. And the world is a short time for us to live. It feels like we're living 100,000 years, but time goes by so fast. You only have one life. Can you imagine that? It's so, so sacred and so special. Your life is very, very special. So don't try to stamp on yourself. Don't try to walk on yourself. Don't try to bang yourself against the wall. Instead, open up yourself to the world. The other day, I was just sitting in my parents' house, and they had a plant, and I was just looking at the colors of the plant. It was a beautiful plant. Each one had very long stems, and it was so green, and it was so kind of transparent green. I was putting my fingers behind the leaf, the long, long leaf plant, and it was so soothing because I was touching it and caressing it and seeing that it's alive, it's breathing. It's giving me oxygen. And I felt so good. I kept on just caressing that plant like it was a puppy or a cat. And you know, plants are alive. They're real. They're living things. They're not living creatures, but they're living. It's because we nurture them. We give them vitamins and water and we take care of them. I don't have time for plants, to tell you the truth, but I'm saying that moment that I had with a plant, I was feeling one with the plant. I was relaxed. I was feeling good. I was feeling at ease. I was so happy. And my dad saw me and I told him, look at this plant. I said, isn't it beautiful? I can just feel it breathing. I can feel it giving me oxygen. And it's just wonderful. So try to forget about depression, because you are not the only one who is depressed. There are millions of people in the world who are depressed, whether it's an economic crisis, whether it's a school crisis, whether it's a college crisis, a marriage crisis, a grieving crisis. We go through grieving every day. People come, people go, we live, we die. That's the way life is. So don't take it so harshly. Just be accepting. It was very hard for me to accept that life is so short, that life can just pass you by. You can die at any age. You never know when your death will come. And if any psychic tells you you're gonna die on a specific date, then they're liars, because no psychic on earth knows when you are going to die. I was told that by a very, very powerful psychic. And talking about depression, you know, you can join groups and people who have been depressed, you know, you can share your story and they can share their story. There are a lot of groups out there like AA, which is Alcoholics Anonymous. You can find groups that for people who have depression, and you will see that they will help you because they've been through it. They can help you. Now, I don't believe in AA because a lot of people slip, and they go back to drinking. Alcoholism is the most difficult disease ever. It is more addictive than smoking cigarettes. I was told that by many psychologists. I always thought that smoking was the most addictive thing on earth. But alcohol is the most addictive disease on earth. But anyway, they do say in AA, Alcohol Anonymous, that alcoholism is a self-diagnosed disease, which means it's you who decide. You decide whether you have a problem with alcohol or not. People who are depressed tend to drink a lot. But what alcohol does, it makes you drink more and more and more. And it causes more depression. It lowers the serotonin levels in your brain. And you need more serotonin. And if you can research, you will find that 90% of serotonin is created in the gut, not the brain, but the gut, below your stomach. So when you feel down, that's not the end of the world, believe me. There are many supportive people who are there for you. If it's not your family, it's other people. If it's your family, be grateful, because you'll find love everywhere. Love is all around us. Whether you are poor or rich or middle class, it doesn't matter. There are people out there who are dying to give you love and give you help.